And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, by the way, I told you that I would tell you more about him. Well, Stan McDonald is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law in North Alabama. And look, I know him personally. I think the world of him. And I'll be honest with you, Stan has been a warrior out there for years on the causes and the politics that Right Side ruffians care about. He has. But I'll tell you this too. Stan McDonald can represent you in any number of different places, whether it be local, state, or federal courts. He's done thousands of real estate transactions for his clients over the years. I like to say when Stan McDonald is on your side, you will have no greater friend. And by golly, your adversaries would have no greater foe. So that being said, I'm going to tell you how to reach him, because if you need a lawyer in North Alabama, you might want to call him. So it's attorney Stan McDonald at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He's an America First family man, an attorney, and here's his phone number. You ready? 256-479-3020. That's Stan McDonald at the firm of Wilmer & Lee, 256-479-3020. And do me a favor, tell him you heard about it on Right Side. And here's that thing. No representation made, the quality of legal service before was greater, the quality of legal service before the lawyers. That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was it.
I need to record the best one, mm-hmm. Save it, have you hit play.
Yeah, but then the fun would be gone.
That's true. All right, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. We're going to be talking about Zelensky Trump because woo, rock'em sock'em robots, man. It got legit in the Oval Office today. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. Mm-mm. And I got a lot of thoughts. I know I see some of my friends who I normally align with in thinking having one opinion versus another on social media right now. I'll give you my thoughts about how that broke down, but let's just say it broke down. How about that? Quickly, Scott from Somerville says, do you think it's possible that Zelensky may have been blackmailing the previous administration to provide aid with his knowledge of money laundering, Burisma, and corruption during the Obama administration? I think anything's possible. Scott, I do. I've said half jokingly, but half not, many times, somebody in Ukraine's got some pictures in a drawer somewhere, and they're just waiting to pull them out. But you know what? I don't think they have those on Trump.
There's a lot of stuff going on with Ukraine that's a lot more than just this Russian invasion, and it has been for a long time.
Bruce from Springville says, Pathfinder equals pioneer. It's time for us men in America to stand up, be a risk taker, and push the envelope. All the little identifying Tinkerbells can say, stay on mommy's porch and play with their dolls. Okay. Thanks, Bruce. Chef Ben says, he gives me a great compliment. Thank you for that. Says, don't stop moving forward. And then he says, hello from Ben and Canton. Hello, Ben and Canton. How are you? Scott from Russellville says, most excellent monologue, Colonel Williams. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Junebug from Hartzell says, great monologue as usual, Phil. I love the way you pointed out the size of our sphere of influence does not matter. We just have to get moving and do something. I agree wholeheartedly. Excellent. Thank you, Junebug. Allie from Athens says, excellent monologue, Colonel. It reminds me of the scripture that says, he put a new song in my heart. Many shall see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Sometimes pathfinders have to put fear in hearts so that people will follow when appropriate and blaze their own trails when it's appropriate. Well done. I got more texts, and then we're going to talk about the murder in the Oval Office. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A, y'all. I'm talking about this show goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, there's even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I just said all that without notes. There's no notes. It is now hit. I am now comfortable with our new geographic area.
Well, now that you said that, you're going to mess it up next time. If you would have just let it ride, you would have been fine.
Thank you for your confidence in me, JP. Thank you so much. I feel affirmed by you right now.
That's my job.
Got some great text messages. Let me clear up a few of those, too. Ken from Harvest just cracked me up. He says, hey, for that Stan McDonald disclaimer, you ought to record it at normal speed, but then speed it up as fast as you want. You could sound like Calvin the Chipmunk. But then he said this. He said, on another topic, old Zelensky may want to contact Mr. Stan McDonald to help him renegotiate his way back into the White House. Nicely done. Gary from Decatur says, Zelensky walked into the Oval Office thinking his left-wing buddies in Congress would lay blame in the negotiations on the administration. His comments about the big, beautiful ocean between us is a huge miscalculation. It's an insult to the only country that has bailed out the world twice, leaving our blood and treasure in many cemeteries overseas. Clearly, this actor slash dictator posing as a president needs to go. Well, you know what? You say that, and it's true. Now, he may go home, and there's already been a growing sentiment against Trump, so he may go home, and if he has the ability, calculate this in such a way as to make himself look strong, like he stood up to him and walked away because the deal was bad. But that's going to be a bit of a stretch because the word's going to get back, and if you've seen it, we just watched a moment ago as the picture of the Oval Office, was the Ukrainian ambassador, JP?
Yeah, the Ukrainian ambassador to
sitting
the
with
US.
Her head in her hands.
Yep.
Like she was having herself an oh crap moment. So I'll tell you all about it here in just a minute. Let me get a few more text messages. John from Huntsville says, Phil, fantastic monologue, and I'm really looking forward to On Sports with JP so I can hear that spectacular new sound effect. It's a good one.
You will.
It's a good one. And then Jamie from Pulaski says, Jamie, what's he asking me? Oh, you know what? Jamie, thank you so much for that. Okay, so Jamie is reminding me that Charlene's grandfather was on Iwo Jima. And yes, by the way, he was, I'm trying to find the text. Give me 1 second there. I'm going to tell you what, Jamie, next text, I got a text message from a family member that gave me the unit he was with, but he was in 5th Marines. And I'm gonna find out for a fact what the unit was and text it back to you momentarily. All right, let me just talk about what has happened. So I'll tell you, I got several thoughts. I'm gonna look at it from several angles here. You know, I got this really varied background that God gives me the chance to look at things from different perspectives. Sometimes it's just part of the uniqueness of my resume, I guess. Sometimes I call it a schizophrenic resume jokingly, but there it is. But I did a tweet string this morning thinking that as the world was thinking, I mean, everybody thought, hey, this is about to happen. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in the White House. Things are good. We got a mineral agreement with Ukraine and the United States. It's like chess versus checkers on the world stage. Whoop, whoop. And then didn't quite pan out that way. So I pointed out that here's the thing, that mineral deal, if you're not familiar, Ukraine has been determined to have some of the largest deposits of rare earth minerals and other major mineral deposits that are worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Everybody knows that Putin can say all he wants to. Well, it was just about trying to keep Ukraine off my doorstep. Bull crap. Ukraine was already off your doorstep. And that may be part of it. You can go ahead and claim that, and we can not argue with it too much because it's true. I guess you wouldn't want NATO on your doorstep. But the reality is he also wanted what he saw next door. And part of what he saw next door was vast deposits of rare earth minerals. Well, the United States and the Trump administration has said, look, we've been spending hundreds of billions of dollars with you in your defense. We need to know there's something in here that we can call a vital U.S. interest. And so we're going to go ahead and say, if you'll negotiate with us, we'll sign a deal that says we'll help you to basically harvest those rare earth minerals. And you get to keep half and we get to keep half. But right now you can't even get to them because you're at war. If you'll do that, it'll be part of the peace treaty. But what that also does, y'all, is it takes off an entire asset that Russia wanted. And now we can say, Ukraine's not going to be in NATO. Don't worry about that. But oh, by the way, you can't have those mines. They are under contract to the United States, and that's a vital U.S. interest. And suddenly, it's as if he has NATO on his doorstep without having NATO on his doorstep. All right. I've said before, and I said it yesterday, there's a vast difference between being a peacekeeper and being a peacemaker. And this was peacemaking. This was making something happen. This was bringing people to the table. And then, holy crap, Zelensky came for a state visit. So I watched the 10 minutes and 48 seconds of what I call the murder in the Oval Office today. If y'all haven't seen it, it's worth it. It is the WWF political version. All right. This is the Octagon. And it did not go well for Zelensky. Zelensky came in with an attitude. Now, part of me looks at it and goes, Zelensky's been called a dictator in the social media, you know, by Trump. He's okay. But I'm not going to excuse the fact that that was not the place. If you want to negotiate behind closed doors and say, Mr. President, my people are dying. I got to have some assurances. I need to know where we stand. You do that behind closed doors. You don't do that in front of the press. But Zelensky, you can watch it. The body language is awful. He came in wearing his, you know, sweatshirt. I'm thinking, you know what? That day's over. I understand why you did it. It was within solidarity for your people. You're a nation at war. But those days are over. You just came to the White House again. It's a new administration. Please try to read the room. This is not the Biden group. This is not the squishy, how big do you want the check to be this time? We don't care what you do with it group. No. This is an entirely different group of people that have already expressed that they're dissatisfied with you and they want accountability. And he came in with his sweatshirt on and he sat there with his arms crossed and then he started rolling his eyes and then he began to get uppity. And when I say uppity, I mean, at one point he leaned forward his chair, looked at J.D. Vance and said, I get to talk now? Oh, God. And it went downhill from there. And you go watch it, but the negotiation took a very negative turn, let's just say. It got to the point that they were literally raising their voices at each other. And it went on for a good 10 minutes. Trump having to tell him, you're through talking now. And then J.D. Vance said, you come into our Oval Office and talk to us like this? Now, at that point, he could as easily have said, I think you're misunderstanding my inability to communicate well in my second language. Which, by the way, let me break that down for a minute. Who told him it would be a great idea to try to be a tough guy in the Oval Office in your second language without an interpreter and apparently not having all the answers in your hands yet? No. How about you go home and fire your advisors? Because you got thrown in and you thought you knew what you had and you didn't have it. Trump even told him multiple times, you have no leverage here. You don't have the cards. And then Zelensky would go, this is not a card game. And he says, you have no leverage. And anyway, it went bad. And when I say it went bad, y'all, this was like that uncomfortable situation where you watch, two people fighting in Walmart. That's what it felt like. It kind of had that feel like you want to go, hey, y'all, please. But at the same time, they were actually not in Walmart. They were in our house doing this. What?
Well, so you mentioned the attire. I think the moment that struck me as kind of like a subtle moment that kind of illustrated his whole attitude when he came is, I don't know if you saw, one of the reporters asked him, you know, why aren't you wearing a suit, and asked why he's wearing what he's wearing. He said, you know, a lot of Americans feel like you're disrespecting the Oval Office coming and wearing, you know, a sweater and jeans or whatever. And Zelensky just kind of went, do you have a problem? And kind of said it in a way of like, I don't care. And, you know, obviously, me and you disagree with a lot of Zelensky things and, you know, who he is. But I think we both agree on his attitude when he went into the Oval Office was not the correct attitude to have in that setting.
There was nothing helpful about the way he approached it. In fact, what really should have happened was he probably should have sat there and said, Mr. President, I want you to know the Ukrainian people are eager to move forward with you. Congratulations on the election win. I'm not sure that we would still be here today if it weren't for the United States' support. And we look forward to having your support in the way ahead. And thank you. And just be done. Stop talking. No. Stop. Just stop. Leave it there. And you know what Trump would have done? He'd already intimated that's exactly where he was going. He'd already said nice things about him. He'd already implied that, you know, he's pulling back from that dictator comment. He was bringing the guy to the Oval Office. If Trump didn't want to meet with him, he wouldn't have had him come to the Oval Office. This was not a setup. This was a fall apart. So the reality is Zelensky walked in the door and did not read the room and thought that he could be the tough guy on behalf of his people and demand certain things and have a bit of a belligerent attitude and that it would somehow carry the day and Trump would get uncomfortable and back down on some of his comments. And I don't think he realized who he was talking to, because this ain't that. And the reality is the whole thing fell apart. And in case you haven't seen it, Trump actually asked for the entire Ukrainian delegation to include President Zelensky to be escorted out of the White House. In other words, they were staying for lunch. they were about to have meetings. They were even going to sign a mineral deal today. Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social account. Here's what he said. You ready? He said, "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that never could have been understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion. And I've determined," this is Trump's words, he said, "and I've determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America's involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in the negotiations. And I don't want advantage," says Trump. "I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America in his cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he's ready for peace." Wow. In other words, you are dismissed.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Well, today was supposed to be a victory good day in the sense of there's supposed to be a mineral deal agreement. There's supposed to be a press conference and a hangout day. And honestly, I don't believe Zelensky really intended to even sign, because there was a report that him and Bessent, the new secretary, apparently got into it big time over this deal. So I'm not so sure Zelensky even was planning on signing in the first place. I truthfully believe he came over here to do a tough guy act, unfortunately, and that's what we saw today. And it's unfortunate, but, and you know, you can talk all you want about how that may have hurt Ukraine in the long run. We saw the Ukraine ambassador facepalming while it happened.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm not fully sold on Zelensky was coming over here to sign that deal, because
he may not have been.
The report that apparently he didn't like the deal in the first place, but then had this
but
epiphany.
Here's the thing. If he thinks that that meant that he was back in a position of strength by flying all the way over here, coming to the White House, walking into the Oval Office, staring at the press, and then, "Oh, by the way, I'm not going to sign it," that would have backfired on him just as bad, if not worse. I think he thought he was coming over here with some negotiations still to be done. What he really should have done was stayed home and let his ambassador and others negotiate terms. And when they've got it down to where they know what it is and they can live with it, I didn't say like it. I said where they can live with it. Then you fly over here and you have a Big Mac in the White House, and you sign the paper and you slap the backs and you say, "I love you," in spite of yourself, and then you go home.
Yeah, that back and forth should have been done before he came over.
Oh,
and
my God.
In a secure private setting.
Absolutely.
But I'm also glad it happened, because it was entertaining.
It gave us 20 minutes worth of discussion time. Look, as an Army officer, I can tell you there's times when you have to plan for the unexpected. But you always plan from a position of strength. Zelensky didn't do that. As an attorney, I can tell you there's times when you have to ask questions from a witness in the presence of a jury, but you never do it without already knowing what the answer is to the question. And as a former politician, I can also tell you that the art of the deal should have already been concluded behind the scenes before he ever stepped out into the count to count the votes in the public eye. Zelensky blew this, and now he has to go home and explain to his people what just happened. I mean, somebody call 911. We just witnessed a murder in the Oval Office. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Yeah, so this thing with Zelensky and Trump, it's interesting, too. Some of the pundits that I trust and the ones that I always take with a grain of salt are all saying the same thing, which is interesting. So General Jack Keane was on a little while ago. What parts I could catch before I went on the air, General Keane has basically said that he thinks this is repairable. He thinks they'll be able to come back around, but he thinks it was definitely a misstep, is what I gathered. And then Lindsey Graham, who I take everything he says with a grain of salt. I mean, he's not wrong all the time, because there's times when I actually really, really agree with him. But in this case, he says he met with Zelensky this morning and already sensed a belligerence and advised him, go in there with a good attitude and be thankful and let's get this thing done. And he says, and he basically said, didn't do that. So Lindsey Graham is supporting Trump in this position, apparently.
Yeah. And
Lindsey Graham's been a huge Ukraine guy.
I was just about to say Lindsey Graham, I disagree with a lot of his takes on this situation. So the fact that he is saying Zelensky stepped in it today, I think that says a lot.
Yeah. I got to get back to Jeremy from Madison on the 5th Marines things, but I'll get some more text. We got a brand new texter in the line. John, we got another John C. We have a lot of John C's. Is that John C. from Madison? Okay. John C. from Madison says, Zelensky will be back to the bargaining table. He has to swallow his pride first. Yeah, I agree. That's not John C. wasn't new. It's Mike from Florence is new. I see you've already plugged him in. Mike from Florence says, you're so right about the conversation behind closed doors. There's something about questioning someone's authority in front of the world, whether it's a president, a parent, or a boss, etc. It will not go well. It's an embarrassment to the one in authority. In private would have been so much better, and the point would have come across much better. Perfectly said, Mike. Thanks for joining the text lines. We're glad you're with us.
By the way, I think it's funny. Everybody's got their own way of spelling Zelensky.
Yeah, well, there's a couple other pieces to this, too, that I look at and think, poorly done. One of which is Zelensky's in his second language, right? And he's obviously speaking English. He speaks English better than I speak Ukrainian. But he's obviously speaking in his second language. And when you get animated, when you get flustered, when you get heated, unless you're perfectly fluent, there's the risk of the wrong words coming out. There's the risk of not being able to get your words out fast enough. And so what he really could have done is given himself some pause by having an interpreter there who he could turn to and say something in Ukrainian and also say in Ukrainian, help me with the words here. And then the person could have helped him back. And then that would have also slowed the roll. And then make sure that what we're not seeing here is a guy who's having a difficult time expressing himself in a heated situation in his second language. I'm not trying to rescue him. What I'm saying is that's real. And in these kind of negotiations, I mean, there were times in Afghanistan when I had an interpreter in the room and I would tell him, you say it like I say it. If I say it mad, you say it mad. If I say it softly, you say it softly. But you say what I say. But then you tell me if I'm saying something wrong. And occasionally I would say a few things in Dari and then my interpreter would take over. But the reality is Zelensky basically went in there and was just at odds and had nowhere to go, trapped in his second language. Wolverine Dan's on. Hey, Wolverine, I got about 1 minute, brother. What you got?
Well, all right. We'll talk about the Zelensky thing real quickly.
Yeah.
And get your opinion on it. I'm kind of confused with this. I mean, like he's having a bad day before it even started.
Yeah.
And a little immature is the way I think it is. I mean, this is a very life and death situation. And you know, he needs our support. So please elaborate on that. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Got to head to a break. All right, folks, this is not going away. This whole section is called Peace Through Strength, and today's news took over. So we'll cover more on it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Bunch of y'all texting in. This Zelensky-Trump thing has got the world lit up right now. There's not a single show out there that's not talking about this. And let me tell you something else that's came out. So Caitlin Collins, who drives me crazy a lot of times.
Alabama's biggest disappointment.
Caitlin Collins, who's from Alabama, is you know the CNN darling who has her own show now and she has White House access. I believe she was in the Oval Office. But here's what she just tweeted. And I had heard this also. Charlene texted me and said that she had heard something similar. So this is Caitlin Collins. She says, here's what happened inside the White House after the Oval Office shouting match. Said Trump huddled up with his key advisors immediately afterward inside the Oval. By the way, as well he should, right? According to a White House official, Trump consulted Vance, Rubio, Besant, etc., Mike Waltz. That was when Trump decided that Zelensky was, quote, not in a place to negotiate, end quote, which is what Trump said. He's not in a place to negotiate. He directed Secretary Rubio and his National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to deliver the message that it was time for Zelensky to leave. The Ukrainians were actually holding nearby in a separate room, which is standard for foreign leader visits. Typically, they reconvene for lunch, but the Ukrainians would not be dining at the White House now. As the prepared food sat nearby on carts in the hallway, the Ukrainians were instructed to leave. The White House official said the Ukrainians wanted to continue the talks, but they were told no, and Zelensky left shortly thereafter. Y'all, there's a bloodletting going on right there.
Well, I think that's smart, actually. I think that's, you know, let cooler heads prevail. Like, obviously, we just had a very emotional spat, so let's put a pin in this.
I'm not disagreeing. I mean, yeah. You can't say he's not bloody.
Yeah.
He just left the ring with some blood.
I think that, yeah, that was smart to let's put a pin in this and let's come back when we're not so emotional.
The question is, can they? And that's going to be the thing. Can they? And I'll be honest with you, there's going to be some fallout. There's going to be some fallout potentially for Zelensky. He has to go home now and explain why he flew to the United States only to get chastised in the Oval Office in the view of the whole world and then fly back. The rest of Europe's going to sit back on their heels going, oh, crap, because they thought they had a thing going on that was going to bring peace, and now it's not going to bring peace, at least not tomorrow. Keep in mind, the wild card out there is Putin. Putin was never a part of this discussion. This was designed to put a firewall between Putin and Ukraine. This was also designed, oh, by the way, to put the United States in a position of trying to recoup some of the hundreds of billions that we sent over there, most of which does not have accountability. Now, I realize that some of the hundreds of billions that we spent, which were appropriated by Congress under a Democrat majority, I understand that some of those things went to like American-made companies to include the Javelin missiles, which are built right here in Troy, Alabama. But we also know that there has been a massive amount of money sent over there that we don't have good accounting for. And what I suspect that Zelensky is going to have to deal with now is, in the absence of a deal that puts the United States in the position of feeling like we're recouping some of what was spent, the United States in the DOGE environment is going to say, well, by God, we're about to audit you. You stand by and wait. If Zelensky thinks that he just walked out of there being the tough guy and maybe didn't win the argument, but he's still the tough guy, he's going to have to account. And if he thinks he's going to, look, the bottom line is this, it went badly. Here is one thing that is somewhat in Zelensky's defense. Not all, but just somewhat. Keep in mind, the United States of America, whether we as conservatives like it or not, the United States of America has been feeding him for 3.5 years. We have been slopping stuff into the trough for them to just suck down. And before they even had a chance to detox off of it, before they had a chance to come out of their addiction to the United States support, he came over here with an inability to read the room, with an inability to maintain his composure, and did not do well. He's not recognizing right now that this is an entirely new day, and he does not have a lame brain, timid, fearful, inability to negotiate president like he had with Joe Biden. Now he's got Donald Trump, who is used to the art of the deal, who has any number of times in his life decided, I will now have to switch gears and I'll go mean Trump on you, and we will work this out. So, my God.
It's well, whichever side of the fence you're on, it is crazy to see a spat like that be public when that stuff is normally behind closed doors. You know, whether you agree with it or not, you can't deny that, holy smokes, Trump is not, he's backing up what he's saying. And if people thought that what he was doing, you know, the stuff he was saying was just, you know,
yeah,
stuff that he was just putting out on Twitter and or Truth Social and wasn't going to back it up, I mean, he put legs behind it, and to Zelensky's face said how he felt. So whether you agree with it or not, you have to respect the fact that Trump means what he puts out, and he's going to put teeth behind it.
And keep in mind, Trump invited him over.
Mm-hmm.
Trump also met him at the door when his ride showed up and escorted him in and had plans for a full day of negotiations and meeting and had set the whole schedule around him. And then Trump's the one who said, it's time for you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
John from Brownsboro says, whatever concessions Zelensky was hoping for just went out the window of the Oval Office. What was he thinking? I know. John from Elkmont says, I missed the meeting, but is there a chance this was a show for Putin's eyes? No. Although, I think that if Putin had been there and it had gone badly, I don't know. No, I don't think it was all for Putin's benefit. Putin is sitting back enjoying it, to be honest. Putin's probably giggling over it right now, but Putin's giggling because he also knows that he would not have put himself in that position. And I'm not trying to defend Putin by any chance. Putin has a lot more experience on the world stage. Putin is a shrewd negotiator, whether you like him or not. Putin may be bombastic and rude and a dictator, but Putin would not have sat down in front of the eyes of the world and done that. In fact, what Putin would have done would take his microphone off and got up and left the room on his own steam as opposed to being thrown out. He would have said, I came here in good faith, and you have treated me badly, and I will get up and leave. And that's I guarantee you it would have been a different Zelensky. It looked bad. Gary from Decatur said, it's already started. Europe now proclaims that Ukraine is not alone, and NATO is with you. UN says this failure affects the world. Wow. Brand new texter, John from Rossville, Georgia. Hey, welcome to us. John, we're glad you're in the mix. He said, I haven't seen this much action in the White House since Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. And then he says, so glad to hear your right side broadcast each day. I've told many of my retired buddies about your great daily messages. Man, we appreciate that. Thank you. We love having Georgia in the house. Thank you very much. John, we've got you plugged into the text lines. Text us anytime, brother. Tell all your other right side ruffian friends to join us. Couple more of these, and then I'll probably switch gears here. But Mike from Florence says, since yesterday's song lyric suggestion was for parody, today's after seeing Vance jump back at Zelensky is, we're not going to take it anymore. Yep, I think Twisted Sister just came in the room. David from Huntsville says, this was to show Americans with Ukraine flag pins that Ukraine's president is not the good guy they think he is. Well, I think that's a good point. I think that's a great point. In fact, Trump even said that at one point. He said, I think this was helpful for the United States, for the people to see this.
Look, can I just say?
Yeah.
I love that Vance is willing to get in the mix as a vice president. How many times did we see Trump doing something and Mike Pence sat there and just stared? We saw Vance actually, you know, and I know you might disagree with that. I love it to see that Vance is willing to step up and actually get in the mix with it instead of just having a vice president that's just there for show.
No, but. Be careful with that. Vance can have his own opinion. He still has to support the president. So I don't think he didn't this time. But if Vance starts popping off at the mouth, there's going to become a time when Trump's going to go, well, no, and that's going to look bad.
Well, so, and that's what I'm saying is at least have a president that's willing to go alongside the president and not just sit
there,
you know.
Yeah.
Or a vice president to go along with the president and actually, you know, stick up. I don't know. I love to see it.
Well, I think we have a vice president who is competent and capable. Mm-hmm. And what I have noticed is that Trump does allow his team right now to have the space to speak. But if you notice, the Secretary of State didn't say anything. Marco Rubio. It was not his place to say anything. And in fact, in this case, I saw the other day in another one, I'm trying to think who was in the Oval Office for this, Trump actually looked over and said, Marco, do you have something to add? And that was the free pass to say it. But the reality is, Vance is going to have to be careful that he doesn't start saying things that get too far ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. I do think in that particular moment, there was a part where I went, ooh, I felt like Vance came back stronger than was necessary, and then Zelensky didn't understand that he shouldn't back down.
And, but I would rather have a VP you have to dial back instead of one that'd be like, hey, you know what I mean?
Except that VP has nuclear missiles, so I just want to be careful with that. Paul from Huntsville says, if Zelensky met with Graham, is it possible he also met with others that may have given him poor advice? Sure. Still, he still took it. If they gave him bad advice and he took it, it's still on him for taking it. Last one, then we'll go to a break. Merle from Hartsville says, look back before Russia invaded Ukraine. Zelensky, I guess? Something.
Yeah, I think it was Zelensky.
Yeah, was being looked at for
mishandling funds.
Wow, you got to quit voice texting, Merle. That voice text is not your friend, brother. All right, listen, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. You got some more text on this thought, you're welcome to. I had a few other pieces of Peace Through Strength that I may have to touch on because did you hear what happened with Mexico? Oh, there's other countries in the world right now? Yes, apparently there are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Merle from Hartsville, he just texted back. I said, man, your voice text is wearing you out. He says, he said, yeah, autocorrect got me. which reminds me. Okay, you know what? Let me stop talking about geopolitical things for a moment.
Need a humor break.
Have I told you about what voice text has done to me in the past?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. I'm not sure I should tell this on the air. So I voice text all the time, right? Something about having to sit there and type with my thumbs just drives me crazy. If it's a long one, I'll start voice texting, and then I'll go back and correct it if I need to. I've learned to correct it because bad things can happen if you don't.
Yeah.
So one time I was hiring somebody for the law firm. I feel like I've told this, but I was hiring somebody for the law firm and I had gone through the whole interview process with them. Everything was great. They had accepted the job and I was riding with Charlene and some friends down the road. We were going to dinner or something together. And I was texting with the person and saying, look forward to having you come in on Monday for your first day. Thanks for joining the team. Talk to you soon, comma Phil. That's the way I said it, comma Phil. And I hit send. And right as I hit send, I'm realizing, oh no, it's signed off as see you soon, comma Phil the heat. Like, I don't know where that even came from. Phil the heat. And, by the way, she still works for me and she still laughs. And every once in a while will call me Phil the heat. It's I had to text back going, I really don't call myself Phil the heat.
Signing off from Phil the Heat.
But you think I would have learned my lesson because it wasn't too long after that. I'm texting a guy about something with Right Side. He had some ideas. We were working on a business thing for Right Side. And I liked what he was saying. And so I'm walking with Charlene through a hotel lobby and I'm talking into my phone. And I said, I like the way you think. And I'm about to hit send. And I realize it said, I like your thong.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I grabbed it real quick and I thought, my gosh, I'd have never done business with him again. He would have asked me to turn my man card in.
He would have blocked you.
I'm sorry. That's just the way bad things happen.
Yeah, I don't voice text.
Voice text, I mean, listen, I get, okay, well, whatever. Maybe it's my age. I don't know. The old guy with his flip phone. Okay. All right. Oh, now let me recover myself. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you a couple things just so you'll know. The latest edition of Birdman's podcast, you know, we have multiple podcasts here at Right Side Media, but if you go to our YouTube channel or on our website, rightsidemedia.org, you'll find all of it. So my most recent podcast came out, The Right Philosophy, on Wednesday, and I talk a lot about the Warrior Factory. I'm talking about the fact that the U.S. military is back engaged and the Warrior Factory is back in business. So that's my monologue from Wednesday. My podcast from Wednesday. Friday, today, is the day that Birdman's comes out. It'll come out this evening. But Birdman does Right Click podcast, and that was based on gaming and high tech. And he comes at it from a 20-something-year-old's perspective with conservative views, but mixed in with tech and gaming. And then we also have Emily Jones, who does the Controversial Mom podcast. She formed Moms for Liberty. She's standing up for things that moms need to know about. And so, yeah, the Controversial Mom podcast is out, came out on Sunday. And then Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, does his called the Liberty Minute on Thursdays. And that just comes out again next week, I believe, doesn't it? And then not to overlook the fact that JP is brand new in our podcast lineup. You've already got one in the can, right?
I've got two out.
Two out already? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's right. It is two. Mm-hmm. That's already flown by.
Yeah.
Have you been doing this for 2 weeks?
Yep. The second one came out this past Monday.
I love you, JP. I'm sorry. I just said one. It was two. But the reality is, yeah, we've got JP, who is excellent on sports, and we'll have his segment here in a few minutes too, who does one called Out of Right Field. All that stuff and more is on our website, on our YouTube channel. Check it out. We wish you would. And while you're there, you might want to take a look at the merch store because we got new stuff.
By the way, just quickly, I need to promo that starting on Monday this next week, and we'll continue throughout the week, we're going to start giveaways in connection with Kirk Cameron's event in Gadsden.
Yeah.
So y'all keep an eye out. We'll be doing it on our social media, on Right Side Media's Twitter. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have giveaway options for Kirk Cameron and tickets and stuff, but also included in that will be some Right Side merch giveaway options. So,
and we got hats, T-shirts, mm-hmm. coffee mugs, and we also got some Kirk Cameron like autographed or signed yes. Books of his. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, look forward to that next week.
A week from today will be his event in Gadsden. So next week, keep an eye out. We'll be announcing it on radio too. So, but yeah, just want to put that out there.
And if all goes as planned, he'll be in studio mm-hmm. next Friday, right?
Friday at 2:30 if all goes as scheduled. Yes, sir.
We will make it happen. All right, all that and more, you guys. And listen, peace through strength. I'll go back to that real quick as I wrap it up. What you saw today is a whole new day. I mean, listen, however you feel about Zelensky or Trump's position, me personally, I lean to Trump's position. I think he was right to do this today. And it was obvious that he had to posture up. Trump did. He had to posture up. Because he had a foreign president in his Oval Office bowing up to him and doing so after sucking down $175 billion in U.S. aid. So that being said, what you saw today, though, is a brand new day for America. The whole world took note. You don't get to go into negotiations in the public eye with Trump and try to be the strong man and walk away without a little blood on your sleeve. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, JP on sports. Y'all stay tuned.